Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork, I'm the host, and what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. All right, welcome to another This Week in Silverlight, where we talk about all the interesting stuff that's happened in Silverlight this past week, or in this case, the past 2 weeks. Brian Kelly, gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great, Eric. Enjoying summer so far?
Yeah, doing good.
Great. All right, kids, so let's kick this off. What news do we have from this week? Brian?
Wow, very interesting week. So much going on. And actually, I want to start off talking something that's coming up. It's IIS Express. Very interesting. It's not even beta yet, but coming soon. And Scott Guntry kind of spilled the bits on this just a couple of days ago. And for developers, it's interesting because it supports medium trust, but it also supports a lot of key features from IIS 7 as far as like the media service extension. So as a developer, you can, you know, use the media service module to test your smooth streaming, but also under medium trust, just point to a local directory as far as your startup project, which is very cool.
Seems like a kind of a happy medium. We've had IIS, which is, you know, obviously used for the heavyweight stuff, but isn't good for, you know, working with Visual Studio and debugging and stuff. And then we've had Cassini on the other end, which is, you know, pretty good, but it doesn't have SSL and all that. So, I think it's pretty exciting. I think when they do this, it's good. They also risk a little bit of confusion too, I think.
Yeah, they do. So is this, Brian, do you know if this will replace Cassini? I'm looking at that article to see if Scott Guthrie mentions that.
It actually comes with tools and templates for Visual Studio 2010, so you can actually replace it in that case. Because if you're using any of the Rewrite modules or just any IIS module in general, you're going to get access to those, where Cassini, you wouldn't have that. So it gives you that added functionality. So, you know, as an advanced developer, it makes a lot of sense. I think Cassini is still an option. And
right on.
One thing I'm not sure about is the licensing. Is this just a developer only, or is this going to make a regular Express offering as a product line as well? So,
yep.
Still news to come there. Moving on, Carl Shiflett had a very interesting post. Tips and tricks for WPF, XAML, Silverlight. Just some interesting things is like, you know, the Silverlight 4 tools. He says, even if you're not doing Silverlight development, you're doing WPF, install them anyways because you get some, you know, added functionality in Designer in Visual Studio 2010. And he rattles off like 10 main tips and then links to some other tips as well. So I won't go through all the tips here, just to keep moving along. Another interesting thing, Silverlight for the Windows Phone stuff, a nice project out there on just building a news reader. Step-by-step hands-on lab, very good learning project. Mm-hmm. Wanted to do a call out to Jeremy Likas. He's one of the new Silverlight MVPs. His blog is C Sharper Image, and about every 2-3 days he puts out a nice post on Silverlight regarding something or another, and just a general call to him. He has probably about 20 or 30 Silverlight articles there now. So,
yeah, and in terms of like pure volume and quality, he's doing some amazing stuff.
And, yeah, like you say, very high-quality articles.
All right. Thanks, Brian. So I noticed a couple of things. One thing is, Koen, spelled K-O-E-N, and I think his last name is Zwickstra. He does first-floor software, so we're big fans of the stuff he does, like Silverlight Spy. It's kind of like Firebug for Silverlight, in case you want to do some really deep-level debugging, you need to do Silverlight Spy. It's great. But he also has the Document Toolkit, and he has the Document Toolkit 2, Beta 2 is now available, and guess what? It has some PDF support. So he's calling it experimental, but if you want to render PDFs inside of Silverlight, that is, to my knowledge, the only way of doing it. I think some other people are working on it. Do you know, Brian, right offhand, if anybody else has actually gotten that up and working yet?
Not PDF particular. Pete Brown did a Silverlight TV post this week with John Papa and just doing advanced Silverlight printing. Mm-hmm. So if you have a plugin for printing the PDFs, you can use that technique and print that way as well.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
That's a different story. Off topic, yeah.
Well, no, and I don't even mean off topic. I just mean the whole printing, the printing story is kind of, yeah. And by the way, I do recommend that approach, the one they took, where they, you know, you can essentially generate a PDF on the server and the printout in the client, which is pretty cool. And then, you know, so it's been interesting how Silverlight's been developing. Initially, clients were just super, super interested in internal, inside the firewall applications. Like, you know, major corporations wanted to have, you know, an application for car dealerships to log what cars are being sold or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Vertigo and, you know, Microsoft and all these people have been working on with NBC Olympics, and there's been a lot of public-facing Silverlight. And now, on top of the Olympics and on top of, you know, Hard Rock Cafe and on top of, you know, all the other public sites, there's also Wimbledon is being displayed inside of Silverlight, which I think is pretty cool. We'll have the link up there, and we'll also have some more information in the events section as well.
Great.
Hey, so I got a question about that, Eric.
Yep.
This is NBC Olympics, right? So it's the same guys that did the – no, it's not. It's, who is that by?
The Wimbledon.
It's got to be Vertigo, right? Like, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's NBC Universal. And then that's Vertigo behind the player because NBC Universal did the Olympics, I'm thinking. It looks the same. It's got to be the same.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I took it to be the same. So Vertigo is a company in the Microsoft space, and they make, among some other things, they make the Silverlight Media Framework, which is open source and is actually used on the NBC sites for the Olympics, and we presume also Wimbledon.
Correct.
No, it's NBC Sports. It's not NBC Universal. It's NBC Sports, so...
Okay, I don't know. That's probably a good distinction, but it's lost on me. The likes of me, I don't even have a TV.
Say, Eric, since we're talking about streaming here, did you see there's going to be a 3D streaming event coming up here with NASCAR stuff?
Yeah. So you're going to have to help me out with it because I saw 3D streaming and Silverlight, and I was confused. Do you know more about it?
Well, this was demoed at the broadcast conference the week after Mixis last year. And this is the first online live event. So Microsoft is teaming with NVIDIA, obviously the graphics driver people, and iStream Planet to do the streaming. So this, I don't think it's a standard Silverlight, you know, pure offering right now, but it's, I think, requires additional plug-in and special graphics support. But they're supposed to stream the NASCAR races on July 3rd, live in 3D.
So live in 3D, but from the press release, you know, I mean, you know how press releases are. I couldn't figure out, like, so I have some goggles, and now I can plug in and watch it in Silverlight. I was confused.
Yeah, so you would need, like, you know, the NVIDIA hardware support for 3D. Okay. And you need the glasses for that. So what they do is they interleave left and right eyes, and then they have shutters on the glasses, so you know, interleave the frames from both together. So you need that hardware support. So obviously not, you know, every computer is going to have that. It's going to require a special graphics card there.
Which is cool, no doubt. I guess I'm still confused as to how Silverlight ties into the that ecosystem.
Well, they're using, you know, the Silverlight Media Service to stream the service. So it's a stream, but then it has to be decoded with a 3D hardware on the other end, or on the client side.
Mm. Cool. Yeah, so
early advanced technology, but still kind of cool.
But I wanted to talk about the new Silverlight MVPs. Brian already mentioned that one of those is Jeremy Likeness. Yeah, woohoo. Yeah. So
awesome.
A couple call-outs there. The new guys, Alex Knight, I'm going to butcher this name, Sigdem Patlek, Rodrigo Diaz Concha.
Yeah, Crocus Rodrigo.
Girl. So Sigdem is Crocus Girl. She's better known as that Twitter handle. And you know Rodrigo?
Yeah, he teaches on the Silverlight Tour. He does, like, the man is a machine. He teaches all over South America, doing a Silverlight Tour, South America, Central America, all over.
And he runs a user group, has a cool blog. Busy guy.
The other new one is Roger Peters, otherwise known as Smarty P on Twitter.
Yeah.
So he's doing a bunch of Windows Phone stuff. It's good to see him come out there. We had a lot of renewals. Dave Campbell, John Stockton being a couple of those, as well as
David Kelly.
So, yeah, shout out there. Well done, guys. Also want to talk about an article that Jeremy Lackness posted today, talking about object-oriented database.
Okay, we got to rename the show. It's going to become the Jeremy Lackness Show.
C-sharp image.
Jeremy Lackness Show.
Jeremy should be a guest on here.
Jeremy should be a guest. Yeah, so kids at home, we are talking about having some guests on in the near future. Okay.
So this object-oriented database for Silverlight, it also works for Windows Phone 7. So it's a new project that he's put up on Codeplex. It hasn't been posted yet. It's called Sterling, Sterling for Silverlight. But it's an object-oriented database, if you're familiar with that at all.
Okay, so let's talk about rumors. I just went to the kinrip.com site. The Microsoft Kin, the cool phones for like 16-year-old girls. I guess they're dead. What happened, guys? What happened?
It's Verizon's fault because they bundled it with a data plan. They said you had to have a data plan, right? It's not a smartphone, though.
Yeah.
It's not Microsoft's fault.
Dude, maybe this is Microsoft's fault. The reviews
for picking Verizon, yeah.
Well, the reviews on the phone weren't very good. Not real pleasant. We'll see. I don't know. They just weren't very compelling. But I got to tell you, Microsoft has to have the freedom to innovate. And part of innovation is having real turds. I'd prefer they actually didn't go out the door. You know what I mean? Like, they probably should have killed this before they put their reputations on the line. But at the same time, it's good to try and fail.
Yeah. No, it's very good. You have to learn from that. So,
but still, it's just I'm completely dumbfounded how this went out the door. Like, who said... Oh, yeah. I think these are going to work great.
Really? Because I liked it. And I almost got one.
Really?
Yeah. Well, especially after I got the iPad. Then it was like, you know what? This makes sense to just have a normal phone.
No comment.
No comment. All right. Let's talk about WPC. Who put this up there, Brian?
I'm kind of wondering when's, you know, next... Windows Phone 7, you know, tools coming out, hardware stuff. So the WPC is Windows Microsoft partner conference happening in a couple of weeks. So just wondering, maybe we'll hear something around that time frame. And I just left it under rumors because I haven't heard any specific, unless you guys have heard something.
App of the week, the Silverlight Pivot Viewer. Oh, so Pivot is out for Silverlight.
Yes.
It's really confusing because there's like eight different things called Pivot. So why don't you clue us in on which one this is?
This is a very cool demo using Netflix with the old data stuff. Obviously, the Silverlight controls what Pivot is. And then it's wrote on Azure just to make it scalable. So that combination is very interesting. What Pivot does is let you filter and visually reorganize large data sets.
So, presumably they have the set of like Netflix movies with like all the icons, and you click on like drama, and then all of the icons fly around, rearrange themselves, and organize them as you sort of navigate the data.
Exactly. So you can pick a genre or a certain director or a certain year range, and then you actually can filter out too, because you know, based on a rating, you know, like 1 to 10 stars, you can say pick the ones between, you know, 4 and 5 stars or whatever.
I've been waiting for that to come out. I've been wanting to sort of probe and see, could they get that good WPF performance? Because this came out first in WPF. Can they get that in Silverlight without hardware acceleration? And I'll be interested to see.
It appears very snappy. The one thing I think is all the stuff is rendered is images.
Right.
I don't think you can have sort of like controls as far as each, you know, visual.
Right. But those images can be, you know, push off to the GPU fairly easily, and you can do, you know, transformations and stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. Got to take a look. All right. So let's actually tag on this events section. And looks like we have the Silverlight Wimbledon stuff, which is awesome. We'll have the link up there. And that's going on, you know, right now. We have Silverlight Power's crisp new look for NASDAQ market site. Is that like the official front end of the NASDAQ market?
The funny thing is I see lots of press release, but no visuals. It'd be cool if they actually had, you know, a video or just some pictures of what it was to see the details.
Yep.
But it sounds impressive. So I'm not sure it's the stock market ticker inside, you know, on the stock floor, or, you know, the ones on the outside of the building, or, you know, what's involved there. But
cool.
It sounds
cool. We have the NASCAR stuff that we talked about earlier coming up July 3rd. Oh, so that's tomorrow for us, but in the past for probably most of you. In the U.S. Open in Silverlight.
Which is happened last week, so.
Again, you'll need a time machine. Okay, guys. Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks for recording, and, you know, have a great week.
Hey, thanks. We'll see you later.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 3 or Silverlight 4, check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's where we have information about Silverlight consulting and development. If you're interested in training, check out the Silverlight Tour, where I'm an instructor.